Hi, this is Andy Mays from the Skydiggers, and you're listening to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UM FM.
Well, it's Sunday and it's pouring down rain. I know that we both kind of feel the same. And where will you be when the cold starts setting in? This morning with clouds over our bed. Can't explain why our love up and went dead. Well, it's okay if you feel a little bitter pain. 'Cause it's Sunday.
Well, is it true? Is that what's happening? Is it pouring down rain? I don't know. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, your host here for a bunch of years now, and till 4 o'clock today at least. And who knows where we'll go from there. We're coming up on our 600th episode, you know, coming up at the beginning of July. 600 shows, which is a lot. And, you know, maybe we'll get 600 more. I don't know. I hope so. Anyway, we kicked the show off today with the Skydiggers. Skydiggers are coming to town this week. Did you know? It's Friday night at the Big West End Cultural Center. One of my favorite bands in the world. I'm so excited. They're so great. That one goes back to their great album, Restless, with a classic there. Sunday, pouring down rain. I don't know if it's pouring down rain because I'm pre-recording this earlier. We're not live in the studio today. It's the May long weekend, for goodness sake. So hopefully you're getting outside and doing something fun. I'm certainly doing something fun, and I'll tell you about that coming up in later on in the show. In fact, I think in the second hour of the show, my plan is to only play two bands, one that's playing tonight, and one that's playing on Friday. I think that might work. I'm okay with it, and hopefully you'll stick around and do that as well. But speaking of shows coming up, it's official now. It's on the website. It's on the Facebook, so it's actually happening. Couple of shows. First of all, if you haven't heard, we got Corin Raymond coming to the Sunset Saloon July 27th. It's a Monday night. He's doing the Fringe Festival in Winnipeg, performing almost every night for 2 weeks. At the West End Cultural Center, which is fantastic. Hopefully you'll get on out and check out his new show, The Great Canadian Tire Money Caper. I know I'm going to check that thing out. He was here for Fringe a couple of years ago doing his show Bookworm, and I loved it. It was so, so great. In fact, that was the show that really hooked me on to Corin Raymond and made me a huge fan ever since. And I've been dying to see that show again. And so I keep asking him, when are you coming to Winnipeg to do Bookworm? And finally he said, well, you know, let's make it happen. So I said, well, do you want to come and do it at my house? And he said, that's a great idea. So He's going to come and do Bookworm at my house, and he's going to bring a guitar and play some songs. He's also got a rockin' show coming up that week at the Times Changed with Kieran West and his Buffalo band. So lots of opportunities to catch Corin Raymond. If you want to catch him at the Sunset Saloon, no, surf on over to telebandagohome.com and find out all the details and let me know ASAP. I'm going to actually sell tickets for this thing because I know once the Fringe Fest rolls around, I'll be able to sell a million of these things if I want to. But I want you to have one first. So let me know if you want to buy a ticket. We'd love to have you out there for that show. The details are up there, as are the details for June 27th, our next show coming up. We're super excited about it. It's the return of Mike June. He was here last year, was terrific. And this time he's bringing along his partner, Jess Klein. She hasn't been back to town in like 12 years or something. And hopefully it wasn't something I said, but you never know. So let's try to welcome her back. I'll try to behave, and let's play something from Jess, something from Mike June, and something from Corin Raymond, and who knows what else. Here's from Jess Klein's new record, Bootleg, a live recording recorded at Strange Brew in Austin. Let's play this one, Open Road. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
About you, and it darkens my eyes. But I guess this life still gives me hope, some kind of freedom, some kind of road.
Hey, this is Mike June. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
We used to go bowling every Friday after work. Man, I ain't seen his face around here in about 4 or 5 months. I call him, say, Frankie, what you know? He said, I'm bored and broken, just up the
lucky one in this town. I'm the lucky one in this town. Oh, and I'm the lucky one. I'm the lucky one in this town. I'm the lucky one in this town. In this town. First night we dated, you said, let me be your girl a while. Girlfriend's too complicated, just let me be your girl. On the porch under the chestnut trees, on Oxford Street you came to me. You were blonde as summer, twice as free. I remember you so wild and sweet. Is that how you remember me? That was 12 months ago. So sweet all the while. How was I to know you'd end it St. Catherine's style? You wouldn't look me in the eye, or even spend a dime to try and find me. You just quit me cold, 'cause he was new and I was old. I wander around this town, this place I still belong. I feel like I'm walking around inside a Scott Nolan song. And I'm singing through the distance, I miss you and I wish that I could turn back time and visit you in your house on Almond Avenue. To something else I failed. Veronica. I remember all the nights on the porch last summer. You wanted to hear blues, Mama. Now I've got the blues for you,
guess it's just one of those nights. It's like you got a thorn in your guts and the only way you can pull it out is to write. And what a funny thing it is, juggling words and chiseling lines to tell a story, to tell the truth. Sometimes just a rhyme. Well, I live in a house full of ghosts that just won't let me be. And you know I let them in myself, but now I can't get them to leave. And I'm haunted by love in my pillow. It still smells like her hair. And whenever I lay down to sleep, I dream the dreams that she's left in there. And you know, I ain't any of them. So I just stare a hole through the ceiling. And my thoughts have never been known to whisper. So it's all just screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming. And sometimes I smoke in the dark. Sometimes I get up and pace. Sometimes it feels like my heart is gonna blow the roof off this whole goddamn place. Well, there ain't no chorus in this one. Nah, it's ugly and it's wrong and there's no clear melody. So you won't be able to sing along, and there's no pretty little voice sounding like the angels singing low. Push through pretty little lips on a pretty little package wrapped up in a pretty little bow. And there's no managers or agents or style or glory or money. It's just heart to tongue, tongue to hand, blah, 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 and strumming. Well, some people love money, some people love sex, some horses, cars, pottery, vacations, their house, their sports, their pets, but it's all just something that makes something seem like something, keeps time rolling along. And my little something, something's writing down something and squeezing it into a song, and when you really knock it out and all the planets align, it's like pulling your sword out of the devil's back and saying no. No, not this time. No, not this time.
A little Summer at the Sunset Saloon primer there. I do believe Brock Zeman might stop by the old Sunset Saloon in July. Stay tuned. We're still working it out. Things aren't going well for Brock in this town, it seems. So we might have to put him up at the Sunset Saloon, and it might be on a difficult day. But I just got to see him. Love that guy. Title track to the brand new record, Pulling Your Sword Out of the Devil's Back. If you haven't got it yet, it's out now on Busted Flat Records, and it is quite honestly my favorite record of this year so far, by far. Just can't get enough of it. It's so great. Check it out, brand new from Brock Zeman. We heard something from Corin Raymond and the Sundowners there from Paper Nickels. We heard a Corin Raymond song called Veronica, and you can check out Corin Raymond at the Sunset Saloon on July 27th. That'll be super fun, doing Bookworm and some songs. It's going to be so great. And a month before that, we got Mike June coming by from his record Talkin' Revolution Blues. We heard The Lucky One, and he's bringing his lovely partner Jess Klein from her new bootleg live record. We heard Open Road. And on Thursday night, I just been playing a bunch of solid classics just because. And once again, there's not a lot of shows to talk about, not a lot of new stuff to talk about, no real agenda. So I'm just going to bang out a whole bunch of great songs. And just because, I'm going to start off with Will Kimbrough. This guy will make you happier. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM.
I was Yeah, when I was only 17, I could hear the angels whispering. So I drove into the woods and wandered aimlessly about until I heard my mother shouting through the fog. It turned out to be the howling of a dog, or a wolf to be exact. The sound sent shivers down my back, but I was drawn into the pack, and before long they allowed me to join in and sing their song. So from the cliffs and higher still, yeah, we would gladly get our fill, howling endlessly and shrilly at the dawn. And I lost the taste for judging right from wrong, for my flesh had turned to fur, yeah, and my thoughts they surely were turned to instinct and obedience to God. You can wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you learn. On the day that I turned 23, I was curled up underneath the dogwood tree, when suddenly a girl, her skin the color of a pearl, she wandered aimlessly, but she didn't seem to see. She was listening for the angels just like me. So I stood and looked about, I brushed the leaves off of my snout, and then I heard my mother shouting through the trees. You should have seen that girl go shaky at the knees. So I took her by the arm, we settled down upon a farm, and raised our children up as gently as you please. But now my fur has turned to skin, and I've been quickly ushered in to a world that I confess I do not know. But I still dream of running careless through the snow, and through the howling winds that blow, across the ancient distant flow, that fill our bodies up like water till we know. You can wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on a fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you've learned.
Hey everybody, this is Hayes Carl, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I've been drinking all day for a living, I've been dreaming about moving on. It seems like every little thing I do, they've been putting in a country song. And I saw you on the TV, man, is that some kind of joke? You've been making a killing off shoes I'm filling, while I'm sitting here gone broke. So as long as we're trading favors, a little pleasure for my pain, well, let me stand up there just one time and hear them call my name. And my friends all think I'm crazy, and my mama wouldn't understand, but just one time before I die, I wanna sit in with the band. Something, your talent or your style, your $100 blue jeans or your million. million-dollar smile. But I don't need me no gold records. I don't need no limousines. I don't need to tear up my dressing room with no bone my beauty queens. I don't care if it's backwood country. I don't care if it's rock and roll. I don't care if it's humming through my old tin roof or playing on the radio. And my friends all think I'm crazy, and my mama wouldn't understand. But just one time before I die, I wanna sit in with the band.
Grapefruits, big as pumpkins, yes sir, yes sir. And on my really good days, they swell to the size of small dogs. My balls are as big as small dogs. Well, it ain't bragging if it's true, yes sir, yes sir. It ain't bragging if it's true. Muhammad Ali said that back when he was a young man, back when he was cast as clay, before he fought too many fights, left his brain inside the ring. Sometimes I wish I was Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. Sometimes I wish I was Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. I got a friend whose goal in life was to one day go down on Madonna. That's all he wanted, that was all, to one day go down on Madonna. And when my friend was 34, he got his wish in Rome one night. He got to go down on Madonna in Rome one night in some hotel. And ever since he's been depressed, cause life is shit from here on in. And all our friends just shake their heads and say too soon, too soon, too soon. He went down on Madonna too soon, too young, too soon, too soon. And it ain't bragging if it's true, yes sir, yes sir. It ain't bragging if it's true. Muhammad Ali said that when he was cast as clay, before he fought too many fights, left his brain inside the ring. And sometimes I wish I was Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. Sometimes I wish I was Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. If certain girls don't look at you, means that they like you a lot. If other girls don't look at you, it just means they're ignoring you. How can you know? How can you know which is which? Who's doing what? I guess that you can ask them. Which one are you, baby? Do you like me or are you ignoring me? Do you like me or are you ignoring me? Do you like me or are you ignoring me? And all you need to do that is one good pair of big balls. Balls as big as grapefruits. Balls as big as pumpkins. Balls as big as mine. But even though my balls are big, sometimes I wish they were bigger. Even bigger. Big as the wheels on tractors. Big as the golden arches. Big as the golden Cambridge. Big as the state of Kansas. Big as Mars and Jupiter. Big as the swing of Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods.
Thank you.
less we say about it, the better. Make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground, head in the sky. It's okay, I know nothing's wrong. Nothing.
Have we danced away the hours? Hey, this is Brandi Carlile. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
I'm not top of his lungs. He was the best in his class. She was the greatest, and he was inspired. She was a stranger when he saved her life. She goes through the casket, she cuts through the line, as if she was asking for a little more time. Will you be ready in time? Running the lines, she hopes to remember when she's under the lights. He was the greatest, and she was inspired. She was in danger when he saved her life. She takes off her mask, the only place she could hide. Somebody asked, will you be ready in time? Will you be ready in time? Out of breath, then she's out on the stage, and the words in her mouth, they are not on the page. They tell her she made it, that he would be proud. She's seeing his face every night in the crowd. She didn't know what he meant until after he died. It's as if he was sent to get her ready in time. Will you be ready in time?
Hot Doggy, that's some good songs right there, capped off by our pal Matt Epp. His brand new single, Ready in Time, is rocking my world. It's so good. Can't wait to hear more of that record. We heard Howie Beck in there. Whatever happened to Howie Beck? Is he just producing now? He had a great record called How to Fall Down in Public a bunch of years ago. Can you hear my washer? Isn't it loud? Does anybody know how to fix that? We heard the song Don't Put Your Arms Around Me No More from Howie Beck. We heard something from Brandi Carlile. Now, I'm kind of mad at Brandi Carlile. I don't know what's going on. I don't know whether she's avoiding me. But at the beginning of August, she's playing in Fargo, which I know some folks from Winnipeg are going down there. And I thought about it, and then I kind of forgot. But then I looked at her calendar. She's playing Saskatoon as well. So what's happening is she's going from Fargo, then she has a day off, and then she plays in Saskatoon. That seems like something's not right there. So we're going to have to look into that, see what's going on. Maybe I can get Brandi to play the Sunset Saloon. That'll happen, right? Of course it will. We heard my song from the story. A lady named Laura Cortese in there, Life is Good Blues from her album Into the Dark. We heard Bill Starr with a great cover of This Must Be the Place. Naive Melody from their Burning of Atlanta CD. The Be Good Tanya's in there with their Wacky Prince cover, When Doves Cry. Speaking of wacky, Dan Byrne, Tiger Woods. He's an oddball, that Dan Byrne. Love that song, though. Hayes Carl in there from his album Little Rock, which if you ask me, is his best record. Sit In with the Band. Blitz and Trapper in there as well. Title track to their Fur record. That's Fur with two R's. And Kimbrough kicked us off way back when with a song called Happier. Hope that set makes you happier. I felt good about it, and hopefully we'll continue that good feeling after a couple of these. Take a brief message, come back with more pre-recorded goodness on Tell the Band to Go Home.